Right now, let's talk Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football, as the head coach of the Knights, Brady Neal, with us on Kate. And Brady, a good afternoon. How is it going today?
It's cold, but it's a Friday, so it's a good day.
You know, the good thing about Wednesday night, even though the weather conditions were not the best, we had drizzle, we had rain, at least it wasn't 25, 30 degrees out. I mean, that was a saving grace.
At least it wasn't snowing, but I may have taken snow over what we had.
Yeah. Wasn't the most ideal playing conditions. Your team took on a Janesville Waldorf Pemberton at home. You guys get beat 46-0. And just looking at the box score, 6-0 after the first quarter, so your team is right with them. They put up a 20 in the second quarter to go up 26-0 at halftime. Give us your thoughts on the first half of football.
Yeah, I mean, we got the ball right away, and we, you know, marched down to the 10-yard line, and we had opportunities, and unfortunately we had a missed timely turnover, and they kind of marched right down the field, and I mean, that basically took care of the whole first quarter, and they kind of just took the air out of our sails, and you know, they had about four or five plays, and we just couldn't quite get that down on defense and stop them. And obviously, you know, the more that our defense is on the field, having guys playing most of both ways, it just kind of tired them out. And our line got pretty beat up and tired, and we had some protection issues on offense, and we just never really could get our offense rolling the rest of the game there. But, you know, there were positives again, just like last week in Cleveland. We had two or three drives where we were on it, and we are looking like we're supposed to, and then we kind of just fall apart after those four or five drives there at the beginning, and that's kind of when the other teams have been taking advantage of us.
46-0 loss to a Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, and you know, you talk about that first drive and your team's about to score, and you know, when you're a team looking for your first win of the season, I mean, those are the kind of little mistakes that can kind of snowball on a team, and momentum can be taken away pretty quick. And, Bree, that kind of sounds like what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, and, I mean, being a young team, I mean, those little mistakes, you know, they get down on themselves a little bit more because in the past, those things really haven't happened to them. They've had a lot of success down in elementary and middle school, but we're trying to get them to realize, you know, it's not always going to be that. Where you're, you know, the biggest team and you're going to just roll on teams. And, I mean, things are going to happen and other teams are just going to start rolling on you and keep working. They're not going to give up. And we have to kind of get it through them that we can't just give up on a game or a play because those teams that are bigger and more experienced are going to take advantage of that. And that's kind of, like we talked about, that's been happening this year. And we're just trying to get that out of their system. And I mean, the more it happens, you know, the more they're going to learn, and the better it's going to be for the future here once that happens and kind of gets out of their system.
Brady Neal, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football, with us here on a Football Friday on Kate. Postseason coming up on Tuesday. Your team's going to make the trip, take on a very good Amer Lutheran team in an 8-1 matchup. You guys matched up with them earlier this month, that game in Glenville, 43-8. Loss to the Crusaders. What do you remember about that first game? Just looking at their record and looking at some scores, and obviously they're the top seed, so they're a pretty good club you're going to take on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, like we said earlier this year, they've got two, three guys that are going to go play on that next level, and they're, I mean, the top-tier team right now, and that's kind of one thing that we've been stressing for our team is, you know, our goal this next week, obviously playoffs, we want to beat them, but it's not to beat them, it's to be them in the future, and that's kind of starting by playing tough teams and getting more experience and getting those plays down and getting our defense down and getting that playing time. And that's, you know, that's what we're hoping for on Tuesday. I asked them, you know, this week to work on two or three things and make sure you get better just for Tuesday, so that we can bring that into next year on good notes instead of bad notes. And obviously, like I said, it's going to be a tough game. You know, chances are it may be a very high scoring game for them, but at the same time, they're in the same type of boat here, going to be in the future, and they're trying to get their guys some experience too, and so it may be a not so much a JV game, but it may be a game where they're getting experience and we're getting some of our younger guys into, just to prepare both teams for the future. And that's kind of what we're hoping for Tuesday, just to learn and build on next year.
And we should mention, if you haven't heard a conversation with a Brady before, just again, talk about, you know, how young this team is when it comes to, you know, so many kids that should be playing maybe at a lower level, but because of numbers, they're playing on the varsity. Again, the future definitely looks bright for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons.
Yeah, I mean, we came into the year with three or four seniors, and we're down to two right now. And junior-wise, I think we've got three that are playing, and the rest are sophomore and freshmen. We're building, and we've got, you know, between the sophomore and freshman, I think there's seven or eight that are starting. And usually you don't really see that on a varsity team, but being a small school, they're getting those chances, and they may not realize it right now, but it's only going to benefit them in the future. And there's some younger guys that aren't getting a lot of playing time because we haven't had a JV game, but they're getting some time, and they gotta, you know, realize here that it's gonna help them in the future, and the game's gonna slow down a little bit for them. And it's a bright future. We've just got to stick with it and keep believing in ourselves and keep working hard. And I mean, they're a very hard working group, but we've just got to keep it rolling. That's the biggest thing that I've stressed all year is, you know, the record may not reflect it, but they're working their butts off, and it's going to come together eventually.
Brady Neal, again, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, joining us here on KATE Radio. Lost to Janesville Waldorf Pemberton 46-0 on Wednesday at Mayor Lutheran on Tuesday, 7 o'clock start in the first round of the Section Tournament. Brady, thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy not having to coach football tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.